Good morning, good morning, good morning. The pleasure is mine in the morning. Welcome to Dominica's most talked about talk show. This is the Hot Set. On the internet, tuneinradio.com, wherever you are, whatever you may be doing at this time, welcome. This is the Hot Set. We're hearing of some major fire in Montego Bay area last night. We'll talk a little about that when we come back here this morning. Our various frequencies this morning. Mapping 2K4, did you saw? Did you sell play? It's a Friday. Friday, October. Well, it appears that the government side has broken its silence on the NJ lapsing and other officials in the United Nations re some bribery scandal. According to senior counsel Anthony Astafan, who usually speaks on behalf of the Prime Minister, this has nothing to do with the Dominica government, nor the Prime Minister of Dominica. That's what he told the Kyrie FM radio station yesterday. Quote, there is not a single reference to Dominica, and there is not a single reference to the Prime Minister of Dominica, whether expressly or by implication. None. Angel Lapsang was arrested in New York recently, and a federal prosecutor has charged him with playing a central role in a $1.3 million bribery scheme to a corrupt a former president of the United Nations General Assembly, former Antigua diplomat John Ash, and Francis Lorenzo, a diplomat from the Dominican Republic, were also ensnared in the matter. I repeat, Mr. Astafan told Kyrie that the Prime Minister or the government of Dominica has nothing to do with this. You've been hearing for the entire week critics of the Prime Minister and the opposition, United Workers Party, have been asking questions as to whether Roosevelt Skerritt, seen in a photograph taken before the arrest, had anything to do with this. We heard the opposition leader earlier this week saying, come clean with the people of Dominica. But Astafan said in the hang that he's not sure that the UWP wants the Prime Minister to do this, since He was not referenced in the FBI affidavit. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, yes.
I don't expect anything different from Tony. What I expect Tony to say is nothing different. I don't expect anything.
You don't expect anything from the senior counsel. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, my best belated junior. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Good morning to the Dominican public. Matt, I have two questions before I comment. When was Mr. Anthony Astafan elected in Dominica and which constituency? And secondly, which department of government does he work for that he's...
You've heard the... I'm going to answer this question this way. You've heard the Prime Minister saying over and over again that that Mr. Astafan, senior counsel, his advisor, can speak on his behalf at any time. So the Prime Minister said he can speak. So Anthony Astafan speaks. Whether or not he was elected, the Prime Minister has given him permission to speak on his behalf.
But you still haven't answered my question. Or which government?
No, but you know the answer to your question. So I don't know why you're asking me the question when you already know the answer. I'm just telling you, I'm giving you the answer that everybody knows. Everybody in Dominica knows that the Prime Minister has said over and over again that Astafan can speak on his behalf. So continue.
Okay, now, there's a thing called plausible deniability. In other words, Mr. Astafan said so, but the Prime Minister has not said so. No official government source has said so. So the Prime Minister can say, well, Mr. Astafan can say what you want to do. I didn't say so. I think the people of Dominica need to hear from the Prime Minister, because we have to remember that 2 days before the Erica incident, he was in a meeting with those three persons. And we know that his relationship with Lapsang didn't start just before Erica or during Erica or after Erica. This goes back to many years ago.
But let me ask you here, quite objectively, do you expect the Prime Minister to say anything different than what we heard from Mr. Astafan this morning? Remember that Mr. Astafan is the Prime Minister's most senior legal advisor. Do you expect anything different? There's a news conference on at 2:30 this afternoon. Maybe you can stay tuned for that. Called by the Prime Minister. Do you expect anything different than what you've heard from Astafan this morning?
I may not expect anything better, but I expect to hear from the Prime Minister, who is the Prime Minister of the country and who is directly involved. I don't expect to hear from third party spinning something like this spinning top in mud.
My brother, you're forgetting one thing here, that Tony Astafan, whether or not he's correct, is the advisor, the legal advisor, senior legal advisor to the Prime Minister. Do you expect anything different? I don't know if I do. Thank you very much. You can go to Portsmouth and come back. You may be right. But do you expect anything different? Talk to me here.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you doing, sir?
Matt. Oh, I'm doing all right, Matt. Doing all right. What about you?
Okay, for now.
Matt, you see, Dominicans like to allow the issue to escape them and think of people. The issue here is not about Tony Astafan. You do not expect anything better from Tony Astafan.
Mm-hmm.
I do not expect the Prime Minister to say otherwise than what Tony Astafan said. The question here is, are we a bunch of morons in Dominica? Are we kindergarten school children? Are we so foolish? Are we so naive? Or are we so inane that we cannot deduct for ourselves? Matt, it's not whether the Prime Minister is integrated in this sting operation. The question is, our prime minister, the head of state, has an unhealthy relationship with a man who is now deemed to be a criminal, involved in money laundering and all sorts of bribery. And the prime minister on oath in a courthouse said he was going to ask this man for $20 million. Not who was going to pay that money back. Do we know whether he got the money or not? All these are questions that need to be answered. The prime minister needs to tell us how he came about the vehicle that was given to him by Emil Lapsang. What was the relationship? Why he gave him the vehicle? What was offered in exchange for the vehicle? And these are the questions that they can cry, they can jump, they can spin how much they want. If Dominicans are still bewitched, well...
But what Mr. Asafan is asking is the Prime Minister or the government of Dominica referenced in this FBI affidavit, and this is what is before us.
No, is it, the names are not in it. So does he expect that that's the end of it? Have a good day, Matt. We'll continue to listen.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello. 8:25.
Hey, morning, Matt. Good morning to your listeners. How are you doing?
All right, my brother.
Great, great. Matt, this prime minister of ours needs to stand down. He needs to step down. You cannot get yourself involved in what you call international criminal activities like that and still have the guts to say you're going to go out there to represent the country. What happened to Dominica Good name, Matt? What's wrong with Dominica Good name? Don't we have any standard, any sort of, what you call, any sort of good things that we can look up to anymore? You know, the best thing for this prime minister to do is step down, protect the country. That would help us much better to get the finance that we're looking for, which is the $1.3 billion to recover. It would be also better for his family. And the sooner he steps down, the better for him, right? Because at least his kids will know when they're growing up, when they reach teenager, that daddy is not in jail. So the sooner he steps down, the better for the country, the better for him, the better for all of us. Tony Asafan not going to go to jail on behalf of the prime minister, I'm sure not, right? And therefore, we need the prime minister to come out and tell the people who voted him what's going on. You know, it looks like he's spending more time in Macau, as if like the people in Macau, those are the people who elected him, you know? And Tony don't go to Macau to represent the prime minister. So let the prime minister come and tell the people what's going on, and he has to step down. You know, he was taking a trip to recover, to get funds. How far has he been? How far did he get? Right? We're still waiting in the wind. Right? Tell the prime minister this is not looking good, and he needs to step down. Right? We need the people of Dominica need him to get out. Right? It's not a good image for the country.
Thank you. Thank you. A tyrant will always find a pretext for his tyranny. It is useless for the innocent to try by reasoning to obtain justice. That's a WhatsApp message. Somebody says, I agree with Tony. Skerrit wasn't named in anything, so he has nothing to defend. Well, somebody says, not yet. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, good morning, my friend.
How are you doing, brother, man?
I am wonderful. I'm
good,
wonderful.
Good.
Matt, as you rightly indicated, we wouldn't expect any different to be said by Tony. So, but what Tony has said is what we already know. Tony said that the Prime Minister or any of the members of his government have not been named in the complaint. But it is obvious. Everybody knows that. What is not so obvious, though, is that when you look at the number of instances in which they have referenced NG Lapsang being responsible or involved directly with bribing officials, those at the UN, the Antigua government and prime minister, the pastor, I should say, all of those, then we have to ask ourselves, we must ask the obvious question, when we know that Mr. Skerrit received a 700 series BMW, this is a vehicle that sells brand new for in excess of $130,000, my brother. When we know that Mr. Skerrit received this as a gift from Mr. Lapsang, we ask ourselves, well, what is it that Mr. Skerrit had to give him in order to receive that gift? And that's what I'm glad he's having the conference, Matt, and I'm counting on the people like you. We don't expect the Prime Minister to come and confess. What we expect, though, will be that the media people like yourself, Matt, will be able to be there to ask those critical questions of Mr. Skerrit based on the information that is known publicly, so we can hear what he has to say on those matters, Matt. And importantly, I would like him to tell us what is it that he gave to Lapsang in order to get that BMW, among other things, my brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you, the brother?
Okay. You know, Matt, amazing. I'm sitting there and I'm listening to your program and I'm just laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what I'm laughing. Matt, Tony is at it again. Matt, I have been saying that for years. Matt, if you look at, you know, check your records, you will notice that I never bash Tony. I never say anything about Tony. And the reason why is because I understand him so well. Every time an issue comes up, you know, facing this government, whether it's some bubble here or whatever it is, Tony comes up and he makes a statement, something that he feels will fire up the opposition and persons who have different views. And then he gets everybody talking and everybody's there, Tony, 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 and they are buying time for whatever situation. Just pure diversionary tactics. And here we go again, Matt. Have a nice morning.
Have a nice morning, too. It's 8:31 in the morning. We're taking more phone calls. Hello.
Matt, morning to you and morning to your listeners.
Yes.
Matt, Mr. Skerrit signed a memorandum of understanding. We as Dominicans need to know what it is that he signed on our behalf. We are not begging, we are asking of Mr. Skerrit to tell us to come clean and tell us what it is that he has signed on our behalf, Matt.
But what does it have to do with what we are talking about this morning here?
Matt, but it wasn't he in Macau signing document, Matt?
Well, I don't know if it's a memorandum of understanding. I don't know what documents. We don't know. We just heard earlier this week that he was signing some document to build some technological center in Dominica. He has not told us. Maybe he will this afternoon. So I don't know what he was signing. I don't know. I can't say.
Hey, Matt. Matt.
I'm here.
Listen, we are calling this morning for the resignation of Mr. Skerrit and his entire cabinet. They are not trustworthy. Matt, Satan, désolé, Satan won people. And Satan reject these people, you know. Satan don't want to see these people, you know. So can you imagine? We are calling on Mr. Skerrit to tender his resignation. He and his entire cabinet must go. Failing to do that, Mr. Savres showed us how to demonstrate in 1979, we will do it in 2015, Matt. That is nonsense in that country.
All right, caller, move on now. We are moving on this morning. 8:33, hello.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm calling with the right to know. That is why Dominica...
Oh, you have a right to know. You do, yes.
That's an observation I made. You remember the shirt that you guys talking about, or people talking about the Prime Minister wear?
Mm-hmm.
If you check the amp, it has the dragon. It's a dragon shirt. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. So I noticed a lot of people talking about it. They never observed the dragon. The other thing concerning that, in you know, if you see you selling marijuana drugs in America and they catch you or they following somebody, every phone call that goes to that person, every transaction, anybody, even your mother, they just trace that person in America. Any crooked people, other people tracing them, even though you're innocent, like a terrorist called you by mistake. You know they're checking you out, Matt? That is what is going on. So anytime somebody involved in certain things and they arrest somebody, and especially the kinds of nature of things that the person do, I guess the Prime Minister has been watched long time ago.
Caller, good morning to you. 8:34, hello.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with humanity. Mr. Pelty, blessings and your family, sir.
How are you, sir?
I call, boy, at 10 o'clock on the call, and give you Peter Leite's joke.
Right.
But they're asking the brother to commit suicide. I listened to a brother calling, I think, from overseas with an accent, asking for the brother to resign. My brother Copel, long time to see. Blessings to you. I listened to Copel asking for the resignation of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerry. I do not even acknowledge him as Prime Minister. But, Mark, I am telling them, they're asking the brother to commit suicide. And that is what you do. That's how you create a monster, Matt. When that, in the initial stages, it is beyond reproach. And then even when it mature, your shame and your pride will not allow you to reproach that monster which has picked up rapid momentum, Matt. So do not ask the brother to commit suicide. He will not. Because he's preoccupied with himself. He's obsessed with himself. Matt, it is very complicated, but understandably so, Matt, for the person who can use basic common sense having to do with the, like a symbiotic relationship between Roosevelt Skerritt and Tony Astafans. And you have to learn when to divorce Tony and when to engage Tony, because it is being played over and over and over, and we are falling for it. And it's like telling us, you know, when we say Tony speak on the behalf of the Prime Minister, it is true. But what is his motive, Matt? Is he being instructed what to say, or is he alerting Roosevelt Skerritt what he's going to say? Could it be an ambivalent relationship, a love-hate relationship? Could it be the brother really know the brother is there to facilitate he and his, let me not say the rest, but at the same time he hate the brother because the brother have driven the country to the dogs. And they who have influenced and strategized in their machination, who put him there, now they're fed up with him because the chicken has come home to roost. They begin to feel it in their pockets. So when you hear the brother talking, the brother might want to destroy him and still want to save him. Because he gets out of Dominica, you know. So what I'm just saying in closing, Matt, and the people are not that foolish, Matt. The intelligence of the world is not joking. They talk about the known and unknown, those who are affiliated with NG Lap Seng. They're too slick and clever for them to go and start calling, oh, Matt in it, blessings in it. They do not want to alert you. They're just there watching you, and you don't even know how much they have you covered. So what that is happening right now, my brother, I'm anticipating what is being said what will be said at the press conference. And it's just because it has to do with the world is watching. That is why this coward is coming in his press conference there. If it did not have to, if we were not at this juncture having to do with disaster and looking for money and relief and debt forgiveness, Kerry would just say without saying, go to hell, it's not your damn business. Because that is the man we are dealing with. So no wonder Tony has to come and almost release the brother from making a fool of himself as usual. Matt, that is all what I have to say on it for the time. I'm listening. Blessings, sir.
Thank you very much. We continue to take phone calls here. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
How are you this morning?
Good. I just want to comment on Tony Astafan's presentation. I just wanted to comment on Tony Astafan.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. What Tony is quite aware of is the fact that 90% of all people don't read. The FBI's report is online. And if you go through the FBI report, you will see that a lot of inferences are made. And subjects that are part of the investigation but not directly related to the three guys arrested are mentioned in quotes. For example, he made a reference to a minister in Antigua, Minister One. There's CC One. So there's different subjects that the FBI is referring to. In other words, these people are not directly part of the investigation. Also, in the preface, he says, this is not all we know. There are other matters or other people as part of the investigation. But Tony is quite aware that our people are not going to read. Also, Matt, I just want to add as an aside that the Versace suit that we saw on Saturday is not the only one. There are probably three or four others that he has. We can make reference to some pictures online. We could go see the other Versace church, and the people that are saying it's a gift, where we can see when it's a gift times three or four. Thank you.
Well, if it's a gift, it has to be reported, huh? Anything over EC $1,000 has to be reported. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Who acting as the Prime Minister?
Who's what?
Acting as the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister is here. The Prime Minister is in Dominica, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I heard he was on some fundraising drive. I don't know how far he got. I was told he was, everybody saw he was in Barbados last weekend. I haven't heard anything else about the Prime Minister and his fundraising drive. We'll come back 8:40 after that.
Saturday, October 31. Saturday, October 31. The NCCU Colors Lipso Inc. presents the NCCU Colors Lipso Show alongside the Colors Band Champ Competition. Newton Savannah in Roseau, Dominica from 8:50 p.m. Come celebrate with us as we rebuild after Tropical Storm Erica. Four bands will take the stage to try to dethrone last year's Colors Champ. The first serenade. The bands are Signal Band from Goodwill, Orchestra from Maho, the Lucas Band from Trafalgar, and the Ecstasy Band from Pinitzava. Who will be the 2015 Cadas Band Champ? Who will dethrone the first and only serenade from Point Michel? Song for song, bong for bong. Messieurs, who will it be? Two big shows on one stage. The price is only $50 in advance and $60 at the gate. VIP is only $125. You can't afford to miss the NCCU Colors Lipso and Colors Band Champ Competition. Saturday, October 31 at the Newton Savannah from 8:30 p.m. Don't miss it!
Raise a cheer for the company that believes in you, securing your future. First Domestic Insurance Company, a 100% Dominican-owned company, as local as the street where you live. 100% secure, with A-listed reinsurers, the best in the world, settling claims first, fast, fair. Property insurance, personal content, fire and allied perils, loss of profit, public liability, employer's liability, group and individual personal accident, travel, burglary, cash in transit, machinery or risk, fidelity guarantee, motor vehicles and marine cargo. Located on King George Pip Street in Roseau. Call 449-8202. In Portsmouth, 445-3494. The agency's resource management, 440-2159. Carib Interconnect, 445-8232. First Domestic Insurance Company. Come get a premium quote today.
Madam Tetradi, since when our church having service on a Monday morning, Moten Ukadi, Ukai service Bomatian to use the same oil. Oil to anoint people, Tetradi, who toujours extra. I said I'm going to service my vehicle and I want them to use Total Quartz Oil, the total lubricant motor oil, Usa de Panasu for your car engine, any gas engine. Ma Tetradi, that is why the ride feeling so nice, like when we were small and you get in a vape and you're feeling like the trees are moving. Ma we di, sao kon control wheel. Idi, moist have tooth wheel pal wheel, because there's a particular oil I use, Lemoka Free Bakes, and it gives the bakes a nicer taste. So, must be the same thing for the engine oil. Yes, so true. Total Quartz Motor Oil come out miles and miles of efficient engine performance. And that is the new motor oil ki tout moun ka service jou sa la. Ou sa tabe kote tout Ruby service station and other retail outlets. Company ki ka distribute se innovative investment on the Jimmy Highway. Call 449-2623. Aki di ou, yo de ka in your surprise party for the pastor birthday. But they decide they'll also buy some Total Quartz Oil to put in a package for him. Yo vo him a tetra gain lila at a Ruby's gas station. Mi pastor ajwen lila. Idi, what are you doing with Total Oil? Vapor. That is to prepare for the surprise party for you, Pastor.
The new Scotiabank Gold MasterCard credit card rewards you with more cash back than ever, like 3% cash back at gas stations.
Full tank, please.
3% at grocery stores.
Oh, wow, thanks.
2% at drugstores.
Nice lipstick.
And 1% everywhere else.
Cheers.
Scotiabank Gold MasterCard. Apply now and get free additional cards for your family. Visit your nearest branch today. Conditions apply. Scotiabank. Discover what's possible.
Hello, talk to me here.
Good morning, Matt. I'm sorry to call back again. I usually don't do that. But I just called to tell you something, Matt. Matt, do you know why people lie?
You tell me.
All right, I'm going to tell you why people lie. One of the first reasons why people lie, Matt, is to increase their sense of importance, to escape punishment, to gain an end that would otherwise be denied them, out of long-standing habit, and sometimes because they actually do not know the difference between facts and fancy. Matt, our Prime Minister has developed a reputation for falsehood, and so is his advisor, Tony Estefan. Try and see where you can fit them in between those examples I gave you. Have a good day, Matt.
Thank you very much. 8:45, more telephone calls. Another telephone call this time from the overseas line. Hello.
Hey, Matt. Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay.
Matt, you know, Mr. Astafan, Matt, I've already said that and I'll say it again. One of the biggest liars on planet Earth, if not the biggest liar, Matt, believe that all Dominicans are a bunch of GA, Matt. Matt, even if the Fed have an interest in you or they want to talk to you, Matt, they're not going to let it known, Matt. They're not going to put you on alert, Matt. Matt, and I'm saying that to say this one, that I'm pretty much confident that Mr. Skerritt and Vince Henderson are a person of interest that the Fed will be talking to in the future, Matt. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Asafan is actually saying, and I've said, you know, that he's not on the affidavit. Well, again, caller, you may be very right, but what is before us? 8:46.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you, sir?
Not badly at all.
Hmm?
Matt, you know, you, of course, you listen to the proceedings of the of Parliament, of our Parliament, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. And you know, whenever relevant questions are asked by the opposition Parliament,
mm-hmm.
the Speaker refuses, or she refused to allow those questions from being asked. And your relevant questions, which really is of interest to Dominica. And, you know, based on that situation now in New York, let's just assume that, you know, there's information that is very important and interesting to the FBI of our leaders, and I say our parliamentarians, and parliamentarians include the members of government and opposition, and our ambassadors. And I would want to see exactly, I mean, the Speaker would maybe have to go up to New York and say, hey, you cannot ask those questions. You cannot ask those questions. She might want to disallow them, you know, but that will not happen, you know. And the thing about it is that, With regards to what is really happening in New York with that investigation, it would be very important, Matt. It would be very interesting if you could bring some members of the three political parties on a discussion with you, to have a really good discussion on that matter. It would be very, very, very interesting. So I'm not sure as to, you know, whether you can succeed.
So to bring three members of different parties, yeah,
of different parties,
and maybe, to talk about this.
Maybe two or maybe one of each political party, you know, and that would be of a very, very healthy discussion.
I wonder why you want that. Hello, talk to me. It's 8:48. Yes.
Hey, Matt.
How are you?
Yes, how are you, Matt? The reason that Mr. Skerritt is not coming out and address the Dominican people is that he has been advised by his legal people, all right, his legal advice. He's been advised against coming out and saying anything to incriminate him, okay? I know that's why he's not coming out.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've been told that there's a news conference planned for this afternoon. Can you see Mr. Skerritt avoiding a question about this?
Let's see. But my instinct is telling me that he's listening to his legal advice, and he's not coming out and addressing the situation because he doesn't want to incriminate himself, because he's a person of interest, okay? and he's obviously under observation, and that's the reason why Mr. Skerritt is not coming out. He doesn't want to incriminate himself. He doesn't want to say anything on the subject. So let's see.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out this afternoon. Maybe too early to state that. If he doesn't speak to the subject this afternoon, you know, you may be right. 8:49. But let's find out. Let's give Mr. Skerritt a chance to speak to the issue this afternoon. 2:30, the news conference, 8:50. We're going to come back after this.
Are you on the go in the USA and need to listen to your favorite radio station in Dominica? You can simply call 1-605-562-5302 in the USA free of charge if you have unlimited minutes. No data, no internet, no app needed. You heard right. Freely dial 1-605-562-5302 in the USA with unlimited minutes and tune in to Q95 FM radio all the way in Dominica. You can listen to their 24-hour programming in the USA on your phone by dialing 1-605-562-5302. Have 1-605-562-5302 on your speed dial today. Call 1-605-562-5302 in the USA to listen now and at any time with unlimited minutes. 1-605-562-5302.
We all need to feel safe, no matter what life brings our way. With United Insurance, you can be sure your vehicle, home, business, and other prized possessions are well protected. United offers a comprehensive range of general insurance solutions to suit your needs. And our excellent AM Best ratings says we have the financial strength to protect your assets. Across the Caribbean, we have a track record of helping clients get back on their feet quickly after disaster strikes, providing prompt, professional, exceptional service. So whatever life brings your way, trust United to protect the things you value most. You're in safe hands with United. For more information, contact your nearest United agent today. Call JB Charles & Company Limited at 448-2876, CAM Dupini at 448-3012, or LA Dupini & Company Limited at 448-2310.
You're in safe hands with United.
Même quand toutes les autres Dominicans, things Dominican, Chetty and our other parts, take a wash in the West of Erika Fair Dominic on the 27th of August. Moon pedi la vie ou pedi caillou, voiti, some lost all their possessions. Chime pon l'école tellement bitter and quasi. Mais Dominic Paki with your Chetty and our other parts, like every son and daughter of this gem beyond compare, will come forward. Will toil not only with voices but with hands and hearts. Sibusa TNR other parts and Castle Comfort just above Kotska by a special discount to all cars and SUVs of Toyota. Toyota, Nissan, Mitsubishi, Suzuki, Honda, Subaru, and Isuzu. May say engine and engine parts so the brain protect you patelma sokodoma jolma. Up to 25% discount. Body parts, any rash or skin infection, up to 50% discount. Brake parts, does your brakes obey immediately? Up to 30% discount. Power steering, wastedly weather, up to 25% discount. Cooling, is it cool or shale amba? Up to 30% discount. Rims, up to 25% discount. And suspension parts, up to 20% discount. That is TNR Auto Parts way of saying, love.
Madame Tetradi, since when our church having service on a Monday morning, Moten Ukadi, Ukai service Bomatian to use the same oil. Oil to anoint people, Tetradi, who toujours extra. I said I'm going to service my vehicle and I want them to use Total Quartz Oil, the total lubricant motor oil, Usa de Panasu for your car engine, any gas engine. Ma Tetradi, that is why the ride feeling so nice, like when we were small and you get in a vape and you're feeling like the trees are moving. Ma we di, sao kon el kontrol. Idi, moist have tooth will pal will because there's a particular oil I use, Lemoka Fu. Bakes and it gives the bakes a nicer taste, so must be the same thing for the engine oil. Yes, so true. Total Quartz Motor Oil about miles and miles of efficient engine performance, and that is the new motor oil ki tout moun ka service jusala. Usata beko de tout Ruby service station and other retail outlets. Company Akika distribute is a innovative investment on the Jimmy Highway. Call 449-2623. Akidi, you can your surprise party for the pastor birthday, but they decide they'll also buy some Total Quartz Oil to put in a package for him. Yo voye ma tetra gain Lula at a Ruby's gas station. Pastor Ajuan Lila, Idi, what are you doing with Total Oil? Weapon, that is to prepare for the surprise party for you, Pastor.
We are back. All I can see at this time, we're investigating further. Still more questions than answers at this time. When we come back, we'll talk to Joshua Francis on the scene of a major fire last night in the Rosa South constituency. Somebody says, this is the FBI. Not, I repeat, not Skerritt's appointees. The FBI will make the move when they're ready. Welcome back to, of course, this major subject in a minute there. But let's go over to Newtown. Joshua Francis on the scene of a major fire in the early hours of this morning. Joshua Francis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt, and good morning to your listeners.
I'm being told of a major fire in Newtown last night. I did try to speak with the fire officials this morning, but they seemed very busy in meetings this morning. Well, what can you tell us? Were you there last night?
Matt, no, I was not here this morning. My understanding is that the fire started sometime minutes to 2 a.m. I only learned about the situation this morning after 6 a.m.
Okay.
And as soon as I learned about the situation, I made an immediate effort to find myself at Newtown. I'm currently on the site. Matt, what has happened there, it is not pleasing to the eyes at all. I am very, very, very sad by what I'm actually witnessing here at Newtown. The area is near the fisheries at Newtown. 7 houses were engulfed by fire sometime after 2 a.m. this morning. And of course, the victims there are in a state of despair, in a state of hopelessness. They have lost everything. When I say everything, you're talking from clothes to appliances and food supplies. Matt, is very sad.
So you're appealing, I imagine, to Dominicans to reach out to these people?
Well, Matt, I have no choice. I am making a passionate plea to Dominicans here and abroad to respond urgently and immediately to assist the victims here. As I speak to you, I have one of the little children, a victim, right next to me, and she's in a total state of sadness and a state of shock. She's just showing me her clothes. Everything has been destroyed. But in every darkness, there is a light. And the light here this morning is that we had no loss of life. And I think that is a consolation. Nobody suffered physical injury. The residents had time to vacate the houses before they were affected. So that is the consolation here this morning. But in terms of material and property assets, it's a devastation. And I'm calling on Dominica. Do we have been stretched to the limit as far as helping? We cannot not help in that situation. I'm calling on every resident, starting at Newtown and Roosevelt by extension, Dominica, to come out and assist. Anyone who is willing to assist can call me, contact me, and tell me in what way they could assist. Financially, in terms of provision of food, clothes, and so on and so forth. Would really appreciate it, Matt.
Joshua, do you have any of the victims, those affected around you? Anyone can talk to me at this point?
Well, Matt, there are those around me, but they are such in a state of shock.
Okay.
That they do not want to talk. I have a little baby right there next to me. How old are you?
11.
I have an 11-year-old right next to me. I'm not sure whether you'd be willing to, you know, have a shared experience. Weekly, Matt.
Hello?
Yes, she wants to say something to you, Matt.
Hello?
Yes, 1 second.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
I am here this morning telling you my experience of how I was when my house burned.
Oh, what happened to you last night? Tell me what happened.
I was in my bed and I heard somebody shouting, fire, fire, fire. Then my daddy wake up, me and my sisters and my two nephews. And he took us and he wrapped the baby in a cloth and we went outside. And when we watched, we saw houses burning and our fence was already falling down.
Wow. What an experience for you last night, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So you lost everything?
Yes, sir.
Everything. Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us. Just an 11-year-old there, one of the victims of that fire last night in Newtown, where we were told seven houses engulfed by huge flames. Joshua, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I can tell that this little child is, you know, just so emotional this morning after she lost everything.
Well, Matt, for you to really appreciate the severity of the damage here, you would have to come on the site. Of course, the child would be in a state of shock. You know, the sad thing about this situation is not just a loss of property. At the end of the day, we have the psychological issues to deal with. You're talking about a lifetime of savings in terms of investment in furniture, appliances, houses, all that gone to dust. So it's very hard for the people here. But we have been in situations like that before, and I'm positive and confident that Dominicans will respond and will assist. At this hour, we have to bring some kind of restoration into the lives of the victims, some kind of normalcy. It will take some time, but in terms of the immediacy in provision of food and clothing supplies, I have no doubt that the Dominican public will respond positively. We have been there before, and we overcame. So this time, we are going to overcome. I have no doubt about it.
Joshua Francis, thank you for sharing your experience with us as, you know, you are on the ground there live in Newtown. Of course, following this major fire. And I'm hoping the Dominicans can reach out and touch these people of the Roseau South constituency. Thank you, Joshua. What is next for you this morning?
Well, Matt, you know, I had to suspend all my activities, my schedule for the rest of the morning. I was due to be in court this morning, but I cannot not be where I am. So basically, I've got to get an adjournment. And for the next few hours, I'm going to do my best to get some kind of assistance for the people here. For public consumption, those who wish to assist, you can contact me at 285-9732. That is 285-9732. That's my cell number. The constituency office number is 449-9110. My legal office is 440-8764. 440-8764, 449-9110, and 285-9732. You could also email me at jfc@cwdom.dm. You could check me on Facebook or in person. We must come out to assist. We must. We need to.
Joshua, somebody's asking again, where exactly was this fire last night? Is it at the back of the Labour Party office there?
Yes, basically, directly opposite the Fatima Church, right next to the Labour Party's office. You know, as you rightly said, at the back. It's not completely adjacent to the Labour Party's office, but in that area, seven houses were engulfed by fire.
Joshua Francis, I'll pay a visit sometime later this morning. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're most welcome, Matt, and thanks for the opportunity, and may you have a pleasant day.
Have a great day.